I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Your guess is as good as my kind of the categories of most fun states to visit and your favorite breakfast cereal. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In the meantime, it is a random question question as I read the reviews that you told me to read. They're exactly
Am I wrong?
No.
Yeah.
It's insane. People come screaming out at you, dropping the N-word.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah.
This is insane. Uh-huh. Every single review.
Somehow, new location, even worse.
Really bad experience. Felt like an interrogation.
Just want to order a drink, guys.
God. A group of friends went in. Bar itself was pretty neat. Drinks were strong. Service absolutely horrible. Bartender was clearly pissed to be there and wanted nothing to do with anyone. Took 15 minutes to get our first round, 20 to get our second, 20 to get our third.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The woman who was the bartender was working, had by far the worst service I've ever had in my life. She said loudly, "I need everyone's IDs." Everyone just handed the IDs, and she threw them all back in everyone's face and said, "Everyone needs to hand them to me one by one."
Come on, man. I mean, get over yourself, right?
Jesus.
God.
Good times, good times. It is our random question, question 206-421-ROCK. Hasn't changed.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Scott, welcome to the program. Random question, question. See if you know any of these. I'll give you a couple of them. As it seems, they're saying that Americans are slowly losing their ability to understand geography, especially in our own state.
In our own state?
In our own states, period.
All
50
right.
50 states.
Okay.
People just don't know where things are. So, your first question.
Ooh.
Where is the Grand Canyon? What state?
Colorado.
Sorry, you're close. Look, the Colorado River formed it, so we will allow you that. It is not Colorado, however.
It is, in fact, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next question.
Okay, fair enough.
Where is Niagara Falls?
That would be New York, bridging the border to Canada, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. 50%, not bad at all. Most people, by the way, 25% of Americans, guess where they thought Niagara Falls is?
Oh, no. It's going to make me angry.
25%. 20%. A little farther off.
What part of the country did they think it was in?
In a different country.
Tell me, Canada, at least.
No.
Come on!
No.
Jesus Christ, it's in two countries.
No. People think that it's in Iceland, believe it or not.
Niagara Falls.
That is correct, sir.
Yes. Jesus, God. Quick side note, the two things you brought up, so... Told you I did my first helicopter ride ever. I was all excited when I was in Hawaii. Then I said to my wife, I don't need to ever be in a helicopter again. And then we did one over Niagara Falls. Well, at the beginning of the football season, the Ravens are playing the Raiders in Las Vegas. I'm flying down for the game. So I started looking things up. I'm going to have my third goddamn helicopter ride, but this time over the Grand Canyon.
Sweet.
Yeah, sort of.
New survey asked people where different landmarks are. The Grand Canyon, only 38% of Americans know what state that is. By the way, 19% said it was in Colorado. So that was the most common.
It's the Colorado River. Now, that being said, years ago, my parents went on a cross-country trip with two other couples. My brother and I were not present, but... One of the big things, they were driving to the Grand Canyon, and they said even when they entered Grand Canyon National Park, so you, like, you know you're there, but you're there to see the hole, right? They spent an hour and a half trying to find the goddamn hole. And they're like, how can we not find this huge gash in the middle of the continent? An hour and a half after they got to the park.
Okay, do you know where the Alamo is?
Alamo would be Texas, because that was the...
That's correct. Do you know the town?
Mexican Revolution.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the town that is in Texas?
It's a city you've heard of, for sure.
They're famous for the Riverwalk, I think.
Mm-hmm. Home of the Spurs.
Austin?
San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Antonio.
One more. Where is, let's see, the President Monument? What the hell they call that thing?
Mount Rushmore.
Where's that at? I don't even know where that is. Is that South Dakota?
That would be South Dakota because that's the only thing there.
That's the only one I don't know. Yeah, seriously, that one I don't know because I've never been there before. All right, that's not
everyone. Everyone that goes to, in my experience, by the way, anyone that goes to Mount Rushmore or the President Monument, as it's called, they said it's slightly disappointing. Right? They said it's just smaller than you think. And I'm like, look, cut them a little slack. You're carving faces into the side of a goddamn mountain. I mean, even if it's smaller than you thought, still impressive. But the other one we've heard is Plymouth Rock.
Which is ridiculously small.
But so one of the major differences in their disappointment, they said, well, Mount Rushmore is still worth seeing. It just won't be as grand as you thought it was. Still worth seeing. So like Plymouth Rock, don't bother.
And there's a lot of stuff like that. Like the Liberty Bell. You're like, all right, there's the bell. You know, I know the historical significance behind it, but the biggest storyline on that thing is that it cracked.
Right.
So it has nothing to do with the significance of the actual bell.
It's the fact that if that thing didn't crack, they would not make a big deal out of it, right?
Exactly.
And you're right. You're in Philly. There's a million other things to do in Philadelphia. That's one of your least exciting. I had the opportunity, I did not know it at the time, but to get to my brother-in-law's house, he literally lived in Valley Forge, which is very significant in the Revolutionary War. I looked around, I'm like, this place sucks. I mean, really. I mean, like, I'm here, and so part of me was like, wow, I feel really American. Can we get the hell out of here now?
Yeah.
You look at it and you go,
all right, well, that's that. You know what I mean? I was more excited when I saw the groundhog from Caddyshack at Universal Studios. I was like, that's the groundhog. That is awesome.
I was that way when we went to the Hollywood Walk of Fame, right? And you've heard of everyone who has a star there. When I saw Kermit the Frog, I about lost my mind. You know, you got Charlton Heston, all these
whatever
major
whatever he is,
gopher
or something.
Yeah, I was like, I don't care, man. That is Kermit the Frog's freaking footprints, man. Mm-hmm. That is awesome.
That's the gopher from Caddyshack. That is that. I was like, man, this is amazing.
Why is that, right? You go to like Universal Studios and they'll be like, you know, this is the prop from Jaws. Things, you know, 50 years old, whatever the hell. And I am amazed. And I cannot take my eyes off of this big rubber, kind of cheap looking shark. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it was in Jaws makes it awesome. And then, like you said, there's a Liberty Bell. Don't care.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
This is a foam rock that looks real. We can toss it to you. Greatest moment of my life. This is so freaking cool, man. Unbelievable. They're like, there's the Lincoln Memorial. I'm like, he's sitting in a chair.
Yeah. And that's it. And really, you just walk by and you go, that's a big monument. What goes on inside of it? I'm not sure I know. Like, I don't know. Like, no one says, like, yeah, I work in a Lincoln Monument. What do you do? Oh, I work for Aetna.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know
work for Aetna.
What the hell people do in there. Like, you just walk around and go, oh, look at this. It's a monument.
You do. Like, D.C., the way it's laid out is cool. And where they have the monuments is very good to the things that are actually interesting, like the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
Those things are unbelievable. The zoo, unbelievable. But you're right. Like, you look at
the Jefferson Memorial. The Washington Monument, it's always closed. So you can never really get to the top of the damn thing?
The only one I would say that's worth saying is that will humble you silently, shut you up. And man, the Vietnam Wall, it is hard to explain what it is like traversing that particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
It hits you, man. I mean, there's a certain weight and gravity, and you go like, all right, this is worthwhile. Then you step out of that, and like I said, there's a Lincoln Memorial. Like, yeah, he's sitting in a chair, bro.
Yeah, there's I've never been to the 9/11 Memorial in New York City, but I heard that that is just unbelievably heavy.
We had a layover. We were actually flying to London a couple of years ago, and our flight ended up getting delayed, which made our one-hour layover a 12-hour layover. And first it pissed us off, and I said, F it, man. Let's get a cab. Let's go into Manhattan. And we did not realize we were walking up on the World Trade Center Memorial. But New York City, Manhattan specifically, is notoriously loud, and it is loud, and it is crazy. And all you hear are expletives and car horns. There is not another sound in that city. And as we're walking toward this thing, we don't recognize what it is at first. It just gets real quiet, which is unusual. Then we realize where we're standing. So it's the footprints of the two towers, and then they have waterfalls going down. One, when you see the size of the footprints of these towers, that kind of takes you down. But it was amazing. There had to be 15,000 people, and not one person made one sound.
Yeah.
And it was crazy.
Yeah, they have there's a World Trade Center in Baltimore. They had
and nobody cares.
They have an exhibit at the top of it, but they were more paying tribute to the Pentagon, but they still had a lot of the things from New York as well. But it was the same thing. It's just it's a smaller version. It's not nearly as in detail, but it was still
like there's no businesses in it, yeah, stuff like that.
Right, but it was still a powerful experience. That's for sure. Not like going to Hollywood Boulevard where you're like, wow, this is a crap.
It was disappointing.
Yeah. Random,
Chinese theater, the Walk of Fame.
Do we lose every color we had?
God damn it.
Yes. All right. If you're on hold for the random question, call back 206-421-ROCK. Mike, I'll ask you this question.
Hit me.
Ready for one?
Let's do this thing.
What group growing up were you a member of? Were you ever in a little different kind of...
Oh, I was the band geeks.
You were in the band?
I was.
Okay. Did you ever
And you were what, trombone, right?
Correct. First chair trombone.
So you still get some... I feel like brass... If you were a dude... Brass, you're still cool.
Yeah.
Trumpet players seem to be the biggest a-holes, but
yes, they were.
Sax players got the most love.
Were you a member of any organization?
Boy Scouts when I was a kid, but I wasn't in like chess club or anything like that. I was in the marching band. I wasn't like in student body or anything like that.
All right, fair enough. But you were in Boy Scouts.
Correct.
That's cool. That's why I asked, what group were you a member of? It was Michael Van Allsburg's first day on the job at Enterprise Door in Michigan 2 years ago when he heard a car crash that made him stop in his tracks. Equipped with lessons instilled in him from the Boy Scouts of America, Van Allsburg, an Eagle Scout, rushed to the scene and pulled a woman out of her car before it burst into flames. The woman, Jody Matthews, she was the one that handed Van Allsburg the Boy Scouts of America Heroism Award for saving her life, which is, in fact, one of the highest honors that you can get in the Boy Scouts, besides being an Eagle Scout, Mike.
Okay, I get it. I do. But I also feel like, if I'm of age, say I'm 16, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I do the same thing, could I get an honorary thing from the Boy Scouts? Like, look, I
you're not
this.
In the Boy Scouts.
I know I'm not in the Boy. Look, a lot of people don't graduate from college, but they get an honorary degree from the school, right? Maybe they gave them money, but in the end, like, I did the same. And let's face it, I'm not going to do anything heroic. But if I did, I had the presence of mind to save someone from the burning car. Yeah. I'm 16. I feel like the Boy Scouts should still step up and say, look, you are not a Boy Scout. We recognize that. But because you upheld all of the things that we preach to be important to the people in our organization, here's your honorary one.
Yeah.
Right? That's all,
right,
man.
Okay, well,
that's all I'm saying. Come on, Boy Scouts, reach out a little, man.
Only three of those awards were given out last year, honoring those who demonstrate heroism and skill in saving or attempting to save someone's life. When he ran up to the car, as his Boy Scout training taught him, you should not be moving the person in the vehicle, just in case they have a broken neck or any of those types of things. However, he looked toward the engine because it started to smoke, and it smelled like electrical wires were burning, and it was coming from the engine bay. So he was like, okay, well, we got to get this lady out of the car. It's going to catch on fire. But she was all jammed into the steering wheel and everything.
Yeah.
So once they basically, two guys ripped the steering wheel off the car, they were able to pull her out, and 5 seconds away from the car, the entire car exploded and went up into flames.
It honestly exploded.
Yeah. But he didn't bring that up. So
I would have.
Eyewitnesses were the ones who said, like, man, you know, he was just, he pulled her out, was walking away, ba-boom, it goes off like MacGruber. You know, he just keeps walking.
You went MacGruber. Not even MacGyver. You went MacGruber.
MacGruber. Yeah.
Random.
Because everything blew up on MacGruber.
Random.
It's right during the oath there, Miles.
Random, yeah.
Help other people at all times.
That's right.
Do you remember the full oath?
I do. Random, on my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the Scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
A Scout is
trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
Very good. Very good.
I haven't kept myself physically strong.
Do you know the Weeblo?
Did they have one?
The Weeblos had the same oath as the Boy Scouts. It's just they left out to obey the Scout law. It was the exact same. It's just that when you went up to the Boy Scouts, then you were then supposed to obey the Scout law.
Okay, do me one favor. Slower. A Scout is
trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
I mean,
yeah,
I could remember like three of those, man. I mean, like, that's a lot to remember.
The problem is you can't do any of them. You know what I mean? That's the hardest part is to do all that.
Well, you could.
I'm not,
Eagle Scout.
I'm not brave.
Yeah, there's that.
I might be clean.
Right.
They stood up there in front of every meeting, and we recited both the oath and law before every meeting, so that's kind of how it gets drilled into your brain.
Yeah, I know. I'm just bad at that stuff, man. Hello, Jamie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola!
Jamie, welcome to the program, the random question question. Okay, Jamie, let's go with this one. Jamie, who do people say you look like? Famous, somebody that, you know, like, hey, man, you know, you look like this person.
Well, I get that your face looks familiar, but they don't tell me who.
Does okay. that mean you just, you have, you look very average? I mean, by your own assessment, if people look at you and go, no one has a specific person, but you just look like everyone.
Other than if you were to look at my biological mom and me, I'm a spitting image of her.
Okay. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Depends.
Depends on what?
It's just all depends.
Is it like you're looking into the future, and does that ever scare you? Like, I love my dad to death. He's a decent human being, but every time I look at him, I go, Jesus Christ, I hope I don't look like that.
Okay.
See, my problem is, though, I look like my mother, so my future means I'm going to have boobs. I mean, that's all I can get.
My problem is my dad, like anybody else, but he's more extreme. He started with a bigger nose and bigger ears, and they are just, you know, I mean, now he's 70. I mean, those things are just huge because they never stop growing. I've got this huge nose already. I can't imagine what I'm going to look. I'm going to look like Carl Malton or somebody like that.
It's your inevitable fate.
I know.
Like, my son will make fun of me. I'm like, bro, you have no idea. You're looking at you. This is where you're headed, friend. So enjoy your hair while it lasts.
See, you think he's going to lose his hair?
Well, look.
I don't know about that.
No, he will lose his hair.
Are you sure?
I'm 100%. On both sides of the family, every dude is missing their hair. The advantage he has is tech has caught up that if he's insecure enough about it, he can get it to come back. But he will medically have to have it replaced.
Well,
but
is it your gene that carries that, or is that the wife's gene?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
What I'm telling you, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
There is no one who has a penis on either side of the family who also has hair.
And your brother's completely bald, too?
Completely bald. He finally just went for it.
Was it patched in the back, or was it front to back?
So the way my hair receded, I got, we call, what's that crater in Hawaii, the one where you went scuba or snorkeling off of?
Oh, yeah, the
Malika. Yeah, that's what my hair did, right? So I had, like, the Caesar ring, and I was like, we're not going to do that. My brother had what they called the distinguished gentleman, where you widow's peak and slowly, basically his forehead got bigger.
Right.
Until you realized.
On the sides.
Your forehead, your entire head.
Yeah. Reason we asked, who do people say you look like? This is a strange story. Amy Schumer was trending the other day for a strange reason that even got weirder. A truck stop in Tennessee posted a picture of a driver named Amelia, who'd redeemed a brand new Monster Energy mini fridge with her loyalty points there. She was taking a picture. This is a big deal. The woman actually looked a lot like Amy Schumer, right down to her T-shirt that read, Truckin' and Effin'. When Amy saw the picture, she tweeted, quote, wait, what's going on at the truck stop? Me. She also posted an emoji with a single tear because Amelia, as it turns out, has a teardrop tattoo. So someone talked about the teardrop tattoo. You know, basically that means that you've killed someone.
Killed someone, yeah.
So the truck stop posted a follow-up to clarify. Amelia wanted us to point out that her teardrop tattoo is not because she murdered someone. She accidentally killed a pedestrian once after falling asleep at the wheel and got a tattoo to honor their memory.
You killed someone, you just didn't murder someone.
Exactly. Back to that second date opportunity. But either way, looked a hell of a lot like Amy Schumer.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Ian. Random, welcome random, to the men's room.
Random.
Hola. Ian, welcome to the program. Random question. All right, Ian.
So hold on BJJ, this morning they checked Snopes, and that's apparently a false story.
What, the Amy Schumer one?
Yeah, the Amy Schumer one.
What, that she? So the woman at the truck stop wasn't actually a truck driver, or she didn't actually kill someone?
The truck stop is fake, and they just posted
I see. Okay.
Right. Oh, my view of the world has changed.
Now what do I do? All right, let's go with this one. What monthly bill do you not mind paying? What monthly bill do you have where you're like, you know what, this is worth it. I don't care.
Can I go with whatever my wife spends because she takes good care of me?
Sure.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That is absolutely fair.
Does she let you know all the expenses that you guys incur?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And what is her favorite thing to buy for herself?
Expenses are pretty.
Everybody's
good thing. She does oils. Those DoTerra oils.
Oh, so your house is always like with those little scent oil. Is that what that is,
or is it for her person, her body?
both, all of it. I mean, they do ridiculous amount of stuff, like sanitizer, hand sanitizer, bug spray, bath soap, shampoo, everything.
How did she get into the oil game?
I think she got it from someone at work. She's a teacher.
Okay.
And she became, she sells it, but not like big time. She mostly just does it so she can get it cheaper.
All right.
But she has a large amount of oils. And honestly, there's even, she researches and figures out concoctions for two different things. And like, I get migraine headaches and she does her concoction and it seems to really help.
Does it really? Would you rub it on your temples? Would that be the idea?
Yeah, she does a mixture of, I think it's lavender and frankincense and peppermint on my temples.
And so it's like a tingling sensation then, I'm guessing, with the peppermint?
You get a little bit of it.
You also sound like,
if you turn your head fast, you get the fumes in your eyes.
You also sound like you would be delicious in a pinch.
Mm-hmm. How does she smell when you know you're, you know? Do you like the smell?
Always smells fantastic. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with people who smell good.
No, there's not, because there's something wrong with people that don't.
Reason we asked, what monthly bill do you not mind paying? A woman in Allentown, Pennsylvania. She is facing charges after she tried to hire a hitman to kill her husband and asked if he would offer her a payment plan. 44-year-old Claudia Carrion met up with a guy on Thursday, agreed to pay $4,000 for the hit, but she didn't have all the money up front. So she asked if she could pay in installments of $100 for 40 weeks. The hitman agreed because he was actually an undercover cop.
I know.
And once she paid the first $100 as a deposit, they arrested her. Turns out this was not the first time she's tried and failed to hire a hitman. She told police that she tried once before, but the hitman that time, it didn't work out either.
Why did she tell them that?
She's facing charges for criminal solicitation to commit homicide.
Jeez.
More of the Random Question on the way. 206-421-ROCK.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. The men's room is in progress.
Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up, today's categories, the most fun states to travel to, and your favorite breakfast cereals. We'll do your guess is as good as mine. Coming up after emails on a random question. 206-421-RUN.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Jacob. Random. Welcome to the men's room.
Jacob?
I'm coming.
Who do you think he's talking to?
Hola! Well, you have to give me a minute to finish then. All right, let's see here. Hola. What do we got here? How about we go with this one? What would you say is the word that you have the hardest time spelling?
A lot of them. I'd say definitely.
Definitely. Okay.
Definitely.
Definitely, definitely.
How would you definitely try to spell definitely?
Wrong.
Well, give it a shot.
D-E-F-I-N-E-T-E-L-Y.
You're close.
So close. So close.
When I spell it, I have to do like definitively.
Hey, whatever works. Look, man, right. To me, the important thing these days is just get close enough the spell check knows what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because Ted will turn around in the office and be like, guys, how do I spell so-and-so? And he goes, I put it in like 8 times and spell check's like, we have no idea.
Sometimes I'll just space on like a third word. Like, you know what I mean? Something dumb, like sure. It's something weird. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. Why the hell did I forget how to spell that? You know?
Here's one for you. Diarrhea.
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 D.
I can spell diarrhea.
Okay. Spell diarrhea.
D I A R H H E A.
Is it A H?
It is D I A R R H E A.
Okay. How about hemorrhoid?
H-E-M-O. O-R-H?
R-O-I-D.
O-I-D? You don't know?
No, I'm asking you. That's one that I have a hard time spelling.
All right, you said it's try it again.
Yeah, because I don't think the O is.
Okay, H-E-M-O-R-R-H-O-I-D.
Yes.
All right.
Great job.
I can spell hemorrhoid or diarrhea. Yeah, I got really your good. Butt words.
The reason we asked what word do you have a hard time spelling, Google Trends posted a map of the number one word each state has to Google because people aren't sure how to spell it. Most of them are fairly short. For example, Tennessee is the only state with a four-letter word at number one. That word is gray, G-R-A-Y, is more common in the U.S., while other countries spell it G-R-E-Y.
Right.
Like gray T.
That's fair. That's a fair one.
Five states struggle with five-letter words. Wisconsin cannot spell quiet.
Come on, man.
Believe it. Or not, Kentucky has trouble with the word color. Hawaii cannot spell...
I believe that.
Hawaii cannot spell bagel. South Dakota cannot spell equal. And North Carolina does not know the proper way to spell donut.
Are they going D-O-N-U-T or D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T?
Exactly. It's D-O-N-U-T, according right. to them. But either way.
A lot of kids, like my kids, I realize, will spell light, and they spell it L-I-T-E, and sometimes it's just based on the beer I have. Because rarely is light on a beer L-I-G-H-T.
Six-letter words are number one in seven states. Friend in Arizona and Indiana. Assist in Utah, which is strange, considering that, Stockton used to play there. Hungry in New Mexico, cousin in Pennsylvania, career in Delaware, and the slang term, is it bougie?
Yeah, yes. Bougie.
In Connecticut. The top seven or eight-letter words we struggle with include because, dessert, favorite, tomorrow, question, teacher, supplies, nemesis, and anxious.
How many times are you spelling out the word nemesis? I mean, I know to spell it, but like all of those other words, I go, okay, they come up in everyday conversation. Rarely do I get my nemesis.
Mm-hmm.
They're like that a-hole Gary down the hall.
And the best one on the list, the number one word that people in Colorado have to Google to spell right. Any guesses on this one?
It's sober.
Right. It's Colorado.
What?
Yes.
It's color A-do.
And the top word, by the way, in Alabama is their neighboring state, Georgia.
Did you just say that Colorado's hardest word to spell is Colorado?
The number one word people in Colorado have to Google to spell correct is Colorado.
Wow.
Look, yeah. There's a few things in life, right? Even if you're illiterate, most people can write their own name.
Yes.
Right? If you can't do...
I feel like Washington had a little bit more challenge than Colorado.
It does, but again, if you're from Washington... You probably know to spell Washington.
Right.
Now that, but again, if you're not from there, I can understand your struggle more. But in theory, you should be able to at least spell your own name and know your own address, right? If you can't do anything else, those two things. Back in the day, ninth grade, they had a thing, the PSAT. I don't know if they still do it now.
Yeah, it's a pre-SAT.
Yeah, the pre-SAT, which is ridiculous in Baltimore, but whatever the case, for various reasons. So the whole thing was, on the PSATs, if you signed your name, you got 250. If you did nothing else except put your name, you got 250. And plenty of kids in my class got a 250 because they're stupid. But one guy, he got a 200. And everyone's like, wait a minute, wait. All you had to do was put your name. His name, and I hate to call him out, but it's important. His name was Julius B.
He spelled B-E-E or B-E-A-U?
B-E-A.
B-E-A, B.
He spelled his last name wrong.
B-E-E?
He spelled the answer. And the teacher's even like, look, it's just all of your school records for the 9 years you've been in school up to this point, your name, it's B-E-A. And I always remember his reaction. It's just like, oh, damn, yeah. We're like, dude, it's your name. It's yours. Like, when people say, hey, how do you spell that? You don't go, dealer's choice. Like, you tell them.
Yeah.
You know, people, like, say, Stephen Hill. I don't say, however you want to do it. It's like, with a V. That's all. That's right. All you got to do.
Not a PH.
Right. And people with PH, Stephen, I guarantee you, they go, random, with a PH. Random, Julius B. Random, he didn't spell Julius wrong. Spell B wrong.
Oh, God.
Yep. Random, hello, Jason. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Jason, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one.
Now, wait a minute, real quick. Someone goes, hey, man, my family's from Washington. The whole family pronounces it Washington.
Yeah.
There's a difference. One thing we've discovered in our life, you should be able to spell the place you live or where you're from, but if you're legitimately from there, you're the one person who doesn't say it right.
Right.
When I ask my father where he's from, he says Houston. Everyone else says Houston. He says Houston. He knows how to spell it. Says it. My uncle who has a PhD, has lived in Berkeley, California for most of his adult life because he teaches at Berkeley. And when you talk to him, he will tell you what's going on in California. And to the point, I want to beat his ass every time he says it, because I'm like, how can you have...
Washington is in D.C. too.
Everyone, because like, they're from there.
Right.
Took me a little bit too long to realize that Newark and New York were two different places.
I can understand, because if you talk to someone from New York, they're like, I'm from New York.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's, I mean, that makes sense. All right, what did you or someone else swallow? What did you or someone else swallow, even if it was on a bet or just an accidental thing?
I've swallowed a few goldfish, you know, on dares, usually at frat parties.
How many goldfish do you think you swallowed?
Three.
Okay. Were you worried that maybe one would get stuck in your esophagus?
No.
What does it feel like?
Usually,
not at all.
Usually nice and lubed up by that point, so they just slide right down.
What does it feel like when a living creature hits your stomach? I mean, does that thing just dissolve instantly? Do you feel it kick for life for a second or what?
No, you swallow it, and that's the end of it. You don't feel any little kicks or anything like that.
12 hours later, is there evidence that you swallowed, like an eyeball looking at you from a turd?
Scales?
Or something?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I swallowed a dime when I was really little, and we went to the ER, and they saw it on the x-ray, and the doctor said just to pass it.
Yeah.
So, other than, you know, goldfish, a dime, and an earthworm, other than that.
Ooh, was the earthworm on purpose or a dare or what?
Dare. Yeah, growing up, my buddies, we had these Oscar fish that were, they would eat earthworms and sitting there, you know, if anybody's going to do anything crazy out of the group, it's usually me. So, Jason, eat an earthworm.
Okay.
I've
eaten mealworms fishing just to freak people out. You definitely see them because they have a hard shell.
Yeah,
they have an exoskeleton.
So. I would rather eat an earthworm than a mealworm.
The mealworm is smaller and it goes down easier.
Yeah, but you said that hard shell.
Yes, but, you know, people eat insects. So, I mean,
They do. People eat vegetables, too.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, the reason we asked, what did you swallow? This story is kind of under contention from some people who don't believe this guy's telling the truth. But the man with a whale of a tail has apparently cheated death more than once. Michael Packard, the Cape Cod lobsterman, who shocked the world Friday when he was almost swallowed by a humpback whale, nearly wound up in Davy Jones' locker in 2001 when a plane he was on reportedly crashed in Costa Rica and killed three people aboard. Plane went down in 2001 while flying from San Jose to a fishing village. Packard, who was 57, suffered severe facial injuries, multiple broken bones in his arms and legs. He and four other passengers reportedly spent two nights in the jungle before rescuers found them. A doctor who treated them at that time said they would not have survived another night at the crash site. Packard captains boats out of Costa Rica in the winter, according to local sports fishing websites. He is the son of celebrated Cape Cod artist Annie Packard, whose work has been featured at the Louvre in Paris and the Met in New York City.
Damn.
But he was the guy who talked about his encounter where he got swallowed by a whale who then breached to the surface and basically spit him back out.
When is he saying this happened? I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible, but I have a difficult time believing this.
I guess the whale opened its mouth. He must have been swimming in some krill.
I don't understand what happened.
But either way, the whale went back up to the surface. He said he was 45 feet down. He didn't know where he was. Everything went black. He said, I felt like I got hit by a freight train. All of a sudden, everything went black. And it went black, and I was like, oh, my God, where am I? Did I just get bitten by a great white? And then I realized after I said it, it's not a shark. The only thing it could be was I just got eaten by a whale. The whale spit him back out about 30 to 40 seconds later, according to this guy's story.
According to them, right.
According to the story. Still no confirmation on that.
But wait, can whales spit? I know they can vomit, right? Because there's like ambergris that apparently is worth something to make perfume. Otherwise, and look, I base this solely on my marine biological information gleaned from Finding Nemo. But wouldn't it try to blow you out of the blowhole? Right, can they spit? Like, I know llamas can spit, humans can spit, monkeys can spit.
Well, they have a tongue.
I know they have a tongue.
So but like, look, I would think that anything that has a tongue could spit.
Not true. The reason rat poison works, rats can't vomit.
Oh.
Right? They eat it. Whatever they eat, dude, it's in there. In spite of having a tongue, I do not know what the reflex is inside of a rat, but like they can't puke. And therefore the rat poison works. So I don't know. I just feel like if whales could spit, they would spit more.
Random.
Well, they could, but you wouldn't know because they're in the water.
Well, would you be offended if you go whale watching, right?
And a whale pops his head.
Yeah. I'd be mad. Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Ryan, welcome to the program. Random question, All right, Ryan, let's end it with this one for you. Where did you use the bathroom or poop that you either shouldn't have or that really wasn't an actual bathroom?
Oh, gosh.
Aren't you glad you called?
Yeah. Real. Shoot. To be honest, like, I hate going out in the woods and stuff, but I would have to say probably camping up in the mountains about 10 years ago. I had to use a neighbor's, basically, he took a stump and made a toilet out of it and put a lid on top.
All right, well, that's not the worst case scenario.
The problem was there was lots of no trespassing, we will shoot you signs.
Not only that, but when you're in one of those outdoor facilities like that, there's mosquitoes in that bowl like crazy.
Yeah. I'm not willing to take my chance of getting shot because I got to poop.
And nothing ever goes well when you're camping. As far as that end of the thing, it's never an easy experience. It's always the worst case possible scenario that you're doing right now.
Otherwise, you're trying to hold.
It wouldn't be like a normal bathroom experience, bowel movement you would have at home. Some, for some reason, when you're camping, it's just like, oh, God, it is the worst.
Well, yeah.
I don't know if it's based on the food you eat or whatever, but either way.
The food you eat, you're leaning against trees, you're out there in the wilderness.
I did read articles like on BuzzFeed or something, maybe today. It was people from Iceland complaining about what they hate about the tourists who come there. And the tourist business is crazy there, right? But it's just people, you know, various things. But because of the fact they only have a couple of towns and cities there, but people want to go out and check out the wilderness. As far as even stopping to get gas or anything like that, it's few and far between. So one of the major problems they have is all the human waste that is scattered across the country.
Now, look, I read the same list you did. I can't remember if it's BuzzFeed, but it was today. And I thought, okay. I mean, like, because it was their top 10 gripes about it.
And half of them weren't that bad.
No, what's sort of like, nine of them. I'd even say, like, look, if you have tourism, these are just things you don't have to love it, but it's not. But when I read the thing, like, people pooping everywhere, because their thing was, like, everywhere. And their point was, you have to understand, a lot of us don't live in the city, so even if you poop in the middle of nowhere, it's like, it's not nowhere to me, man. That's,
and an elementary,
like,
school,
my yard.
Elementary school parking lot, which is one of the places.
He's like, come on, really, man.
Not in the middle of nowhere. The reason we asked, where did you poop that you shouldn't have? We go to New Hampshire. A man is accused of defecating in the back of a police cruiser and a get on the Hudson Police Department's booking room floor after he was arrested and charged with driving while intoxicated. Jason Shea was charged with disobeying an officer and three counts of criminal mischief, one count for each time that he defecated on police property. Incident began at 7:20 in the morning.
Damn.
When witnesses reported a possible disturbance outside of a white van, they found that van later on, spotted it in the driveway of a home. Driver of the vehicle was identified as Shea. He was a lone occupant of the van. An investigation allegedly determined Shea was operating the van while he was drunk. While at the Hudson Police Department, police say Shea defecated in two different areas of the booking room floor. It was also alleged that Shea defecated in the back seat of the cruiser. He was held on preventative detention, which means no bail, and he was transported to a jail in Manchester.
You guys thank him.
And he was arraigned sometime today. Three times in an hour and a half.
Poop three times in the backseat if you love me.
Your guess is as good as mine. Cut up today's categories, the most fun states, and your favorite breakfast cereals. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.